Yo, man, what's good with my good people out there, dog? Yeah, I know y'all tuned into another great episode of Tonio Talks. And this is going to be a new one. I got a new special guest. One of many people who I know y'all will enjoy to listen to. This is my big brother. I'm going to give him a call. And he's going to give y'all a little bit of a scoop on who he is. This episode, it's called The Life of an Ant. That's my big brother's name. From me, you know, he's AJ. But in his life, he's Ant. And he gonna give y'all a scoop on why. And I'm gonna give him a call. Y'all gonna love this one. Hello? Yeah. Man, you sound low. It's probably because I ain't got it on speaker. Hold up. You all good. Yeah. I hate you on, man. So, go ahead and let the people know who you are, man.
What it do, y'all? What it do, man? It's your boy. No, some know me as Anthony. Some know me as Dwayne. Some know me as Adrian and AJ, whatever you want to call me. But I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm one of the hottest promoters in Memphis. Just one arm. I just want to whip me out to my lifestyle. Well, not even just my lifestyle, just my life in general. For those who don't know me.
So, I came up with a few questions that I wrote down to kind of help the people know who you are, know what you're coming from. My first question is, can you explain to the people why you call yourself Ant?
I call myself Ant because I'm
going to
name for one is a sort of name for Anthony as well. But I call myself Ant because I basically live my life like an ant. An ant is something that I always get stepped on. People quick to overlook it. But it has its good and its perfect. That's the bad part about it. There's some good and it's bad about it. But the good part is an ant can hold up 10 times his own weight. I feel it myself. I can do that. I've done that. So it's just a short term of why do I call myself. And another reason is, some people might not know what I said, but it's like an ant or whatever. Like if somebody said ant or whatever, it's just an ant or whatever. But if you mess with it, you bite. And when it bites you, it burns for a long time. And there's something you don't know about it once you see it ever again. So that's another thing. That's part of my temper problem. But that is a short time of why I call myself ant.
Damn. I like that. Shit. My second question is kind of the same, but at the same time, it's a little different. But what makes you who you are today?
What makes me who I am is, I'm pretty sure everybody can do something with it like this, but everybody has a different story to tell. So, I took this time since I know that Tanya was on a platform that he can reach out to a lot of people like that, and I'm on a platform myself, so I just reached out to Tanya himself to see if I can get a podcast going. That's what we're at now today. But what makes me stand out the most, of course, I'm tall, I'm a dread, of course, whatever like that. But when I'm out of anywhere like this, it's not hard for people to complain to me. And it took me like a few days ago, my boy Jay Starr, shout out to J Club. He brought it to my attention that when I'm out, people don't trust me, I attract people. And that's a well known thing.
Yes,
I do. I'm having a good time. And I'm doing my thing, staying in my own line. People tend to come to me. And they want a part of me, chill me, do this, do that. It's just like my energy. I'm not a bad person. I don't have no negative energy, none of that. I just me. I'm a mellow person. I just say to myself, and I just go with life, go with the flow. Yeah, you only got one life to live, so why not just stick it up? There's too much bad going on to worry about the negative. Why not live every day, every minute, when you got kids, and not just live your life up? They go for anybody. I stand out on my own because of who I am, what I've been through. So it's a lot of pain that came with me, but I turned that pain into some positive energy. A lot of negative energy came back, and that's some positive.
Yeah.
But people will understand later on down the line with the episodes that why I am how I am.
Yeah. All right, so with that question, I got this one coming up. Is how was life for you, you know, growing up?
My life for me growing up, I was hard in it. I was like a demon child. Like, I have rules. Whatever I wanted to do, baby, I faced the consequences. That it was like getting in trouble for me was hard. But I was doing it. It was like,
so dirt, and that was pretty
I
much it.
My dirt at home. If I get along with somebody like this, then that's on their place if they want to talk. But 9 out of 10, I did it on my own, so I can't nobody snitch on me. The only person who snitch on me is myself. So, growing up, back to the question, I got a lot of budget, but growing up, like I said, y'all was a bad child. I stayed in trouble every day. Like every single day, I wanted to get in trouble because it was like, I'm bored. I hate getting bored. If I get bored, I get in trouble, basically.
Yeah.
Getting in trouble, it was like a hobby. If I'm not getting in trouble, I'm not doing something, basically. So, I ain't had to go out and kill people, wild people, do none of this stupid stuff. None of this. Like, I was plenty of time. Like, I had my little dirty go around the people what I did, but. It is what it is in the past, so we can't live in the past, we live for today. All that I can know is, what that I know is, that everything bad that I did in my past, it can't reflect on my future. I mean, my present, what's going on now. It's not good. There's nothing to brag about. Nothing to brag about at all. It's saying, I'm a bad person, this and I did this bad. I got in trouble for just for the hobby of it. None of it is good at all.
Yeah.
It is extra bad. So if you can't grow from your troubles, what you used to do, then what are you doing today?
Man.
Are you getting this? I ain't forgetting or you growing yourself as a man, as a person, as a human being.
Damn. Some folks won't understand that one.
Nah, I'm pretty sure, man. It is what it is.
Damn. Shit. That shit kind of took me for a whirl right there. For real. Damn, I had a question, but shit. Hell, I got plenty of questions. It was about the childhood part. So what? So at, like when it came to like everything that you know did in the past and shit, like what helped you grow from that shit?
What helped me grow was when I was 13, I was a road I was going down. People always told me it's gonna be dead end jail. It's always what I kept. So it was like. I was like, forget it. I didn't look over my head. And I'm like, fuck it. I ain't to my shit. I'll keep doing the fuck I do.
Yeah.
So, I was 13. And it's like, I seen my life flash in my eyes. I told myself, I ain't gonna make it past 18. I'm not gonna make it past 18. I didn't try suicidal, doing all that. Nothing that works. It's not a good way out. It's really like a cowboy. You want to be suicidal. It's really a cowboy instead of taking yourself away from all the problems. You hurt people that can help you with your problems, basically. But it's like, can't change for the better. Like, I have a little brother that looks up to me that I got to protect too. I have an older sister that she protects me, but I'm more of the protection of my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I had to put all that bad stuff away because I can't see my brother see me in no cell, my sister don't see him in the cell or in the casket, or see my mama cry because me being in the casket, me doing dumb shit. changed my life all the way around from all that bad stuff I was doing, the bad road I was going down, to something positive. So instead of me being around people being a negative person, I turned out that negative was something positive. And it now got the people to the point where they love to be around me. I got a lot of so much love and energy to the point where people take majority of that, and I still have a lot of them, and I still do it in the give it all. I know how to regain my own energy, drain out my
happiness. Yeah,
damn,
that's
real. It's like, you see my life passing through my eyes, basically. I couldn't see my mama crying no more. I made my mama cry too much. And that's some stuff I used to do. Dumb stuff, and I knew it was dumb. It was like me being simple. I'm like, man, fuck, I didn't live by no rules.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Damn. So, would you say that everything that, you know, caused trouble or whatever in your life, did it come back and pretty much bite you in the ass? I'm kind of asking that question. So people who's, I would say, doing shit in their life right now that's pretty much not helping them, like, to kind of let them know that, you know, when they do make that change in their life, that, you know, karma will come back. But at the same time, it's not going to last long.
Karma is very real. It's very, very real. Very real.
So,
it's 100% real.
Did it make your process? My bad. Go ahead.
But I got to say to the people that out there doing bad, what out there they doing terrible, robbing, kidnapping, stealing, doing whatever. It's illegal, it's bad, whatever. Karma will come back. You want to rob this person, you want to rob this person, you want to go mess up on this nigga girl, you want to go steal this person, you want to go just do all type of nonsense, right? Karma will come back on you, bro.
Yeah.
Male or female, whatever you like they're doing is going to come back on you. And it's going to come unexpected. If you ain't paying attention, you're going to notice when it's coming back for you. You're going to know it because it's going to hit you dead in your face like, damn, right? Damn, man, my life, man, I just got evicted from my damn spot, whatever like this. But I stole such no rent money the other day.
Damn.
It's karma. Now you can't be evicted out of your spot because of the money you stole from them. You them go buy weed and buy clothes. I think you still take care of your responsibilities.
Yeah.
So, it's still your karma. Even if you did take care of your responsibility like this, your karma still going to come around later on down life. Something bad is going to happen on you because of something you did in your past. So you got to, people got to think and you got to understand, like, damn, if I do this shit going to happen. They're just like some of you in my car, for example. This is a real life event. I just want to put a simple on my car. I just want to have a center cap on my apartment, maybe on my own car or whatever like that. So I'm driving around the neighborhood, whatever like that. I said, dude, so I ain't got them center caps I need on my car. I'm like, man, I'm going to get that money later on night. Later on night, I'm going to get the center caps out there in my car. I get to the house, what I did late night, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get me the center caps. I'm not sitting in the car, I'm going to call. So I put the car and drive, I thought to myself, man, could you stayed in my center caps? A nigga ain't going to come take your rims. A nigga going to come take your whole car.
Man.
I put that car back in. I didn't even take it out of the park. I took the key out of the car. I put my head back in the house. I got on Amazon. So I'm talking about me. So.
Yeah.
I thought, man, if niggas steal my shit, then hey, the car's gonna come back. I'll be mad. Don't get wrong. They ain't gonna get mad. Anything to work hard for you. They're gonna take it. They're gonna be hot.
Yeah.
That's that shit materialistic thing. But you can always get this shit back 10 times more. It ain't the man that you can have this. You're gonna feel better than you get something better than it.
Mm-hmm.
So. You can't just let shit dwell on your head, whatever like that. Like, karma does exist, though. For anybody out there doing anything bad, well, you might need karma will come back around and gonna eat your ass up. When you fucking off on that bitch, you lord, you stole from your partner, you fucked off on your gang, you just turned your back on your family, this and this. It's gonna come a time, bro, you don't need that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You don't need, because they take you fucking off on like that. It's gonna be with another nigga. It's gonna be a nigga that you know. And he treats her better. He knows he can treat her better.
You're gonna be hurt.
He treats her better doing the shit, man. You supposed to be doing what? Fucking her? How you supposed to be fucking her? All type of shit. Like, Like, y'all niggas need to stop fucking over these little ass girls. Same thing on these females. My y'all want to rap this nigga because he got a nice top monkey from pocket full of money and all this other ass shit. Nah, baby girl, man, you be standing that shit down. Rock with that nigga, man, you better rock with when he broke rich and money. Because in the end, goddamn, when he do get rich and he really fuck with your ass, man, you gonna know this shit. He ain't gonna want for shit. Don't steal from your partner, man. Ask your partner, man, because he bought us or something. It's your partner, it's your dog, he gonna give you this shit. Be long to back with your dog, not paying your dog if they shoot the shit back.
Yeah.
It's your dog. So just be 100.
Ooh. Alright, so my next question is, what's something that people will probably never understand about you? They just can't get it.
What some people never understand about me is my mind is more than the average person, basically. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody, not yet, but you gotta understand what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna use this in an example, I need this 10 times. A regular person to think of, like, I wanna own a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I wanna own a McDonald's. Not this in the real example, I wanna own a McDonald's. Okay. Average person, I'll say, okay, shit, cool. I've been working at McDonald's for a minute, whatever, like that. Shit, I'm the manager of this whole now. Shit, now I own this store now. Well, okay, I own the store. I talk to my dog. I own the store now. It's my store.
Mm-hmm.
My mind, I want to own the McDonald's. I want to own this McDonald's. Not working there. I want to own this McDonald's. I want to see if I own the whole McDonald's franchise.
You're seeing a bigger picture.
It's more expanded than a lot of people. I can't say I'm greater than nobody because it seems like they have the same mindset as me. People that they're not self-minded, they want more in life. That's me. I want more in life. I can have everything I want in life and I still want more. It's not me being selfish. It's just I can't settle for this.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh. I really can't just throw me to like with some people that just won't understand about me. Another thing, I battle with myself. I go against myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go against the word, well, like I said, anybody go against the word gonna beat your ass. Can you go against yourself?
That's the one of the toughest battles I had to go through. Shit.
Can you actually fight toe to toe with yourself? How can you fight toe to toe with yourself when yourself know your every move? I do that every day. It's constant. What can I do better? Myself. In my mind, like people say I'm crazy, but in my mind, she myself got everything he wants. What the hell can I do to just have a little bit tad more to myself? It's a battle with self, basically, and I do that every day. That's a lot that people don't understand with me. So that's the answer to the question.
Okay. I feel like personally, a lot of people kind of look over, I wouldn't even say kind of, but a lot of people look over, you know, their battle with themselves and shit, because for one, that's one of the hardest battles, like man versus himself, woman versus herself, man versus the world, man versus other people, man versus animals, man versus himself is one of the toughest battles, because like you said, like, you know yourself, you know your every move, so trying to go around that and, you know, face the challenges, especially when it comes to disciplining yourself. The things that you got going on in your mind, like one of my hardest battles against myself was just everything that goes on in my head. Like sometimes I can be pessimistic as hell and everything, I think of everything negative. And that's a battle against myself that I had to, you know, face and really overcome. And that shit's hard. You feel me? But a lot of people don't really want to, you know, go through that battle with themselves. Like, they try to overlook that shit.
It's a lot of pride within it, really, with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Pride has a lot to deal with a lot of people. A lot of people can't sit their pride to the side and be like, damn, like, I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
No physical thing. It's a mental thing. Because you're not understanding yourself. You're not understanding the life yourself.
Mm.
A lot of people don't even know who they is. They don't know what they want to do. They're confused. Right. A lot of people don't know that. You can ask person right now, like, what do you see yourself in 10 years? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's somebody I cannot be around.
I feel you.
Because you don't even know what you want. You don't even know what your goals is in life. You have to set goals. Lay that foundation down to build on top of it. Build to the point you can't build no more on it. And you can't build no more on that foundation. Make another foundation. Build on them. Keep on going. So you got a whole fucking city.
You got a whole life where you don't know when your clock gonna end, so
just you don't know.
Do everything you can.
Time doesn't wait on nobody.
Hell no.
Every second counts.
This is a question I didn't actually write down, but are you still cool with the same people that you grew up with?
I tend to be like how I was in school. People are there for a season, a reason, or for a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were there for a season. A lot of people were there for a lesson. And the people that still here, they here for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So it's like, for the people that was here just for the season, a lot of them was my childhood, a lot of them childhood friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't know the same shit I'm on. I grew out a lot of people because I'm on some whole different shit. You want to sell drugs? Okay, that's cool on your end. That ain't cool on my end. I'm not going to jeopardize my life, my freedom for a few grams. What you want to say? You the kingpin?
Yeah.
That's what you gonna leave for your kids and your legacy. Nah, my dad was a kingpin. Hell no. Nah, my daddy made sure we were straight. My daddy left shit in my name. My daddy owned this. My daddy owned that. I didn't have part ownership of this shit. And I'm gonna keep this shit alive. Like, it's about living something for your future. I just your future, but your future.
Yeah.
You got kids, your kids don't have kids. You gotta build a real legacy for them. Don't be no street legend. You was a street legend. Your key word was. Now it's somebody else.
Yeah. That shit be irking me.
If you that legacy to your kids, they're not even just for your kids, just your community or whatever you're doing. People gonna remember you with something good before they remember you something bad. Because you building a positive legacy. Ain't nobody got nothing bad to say about you except the haters.
You're gonna always have that.
You're gonna have it regardless. Whatever you do, you're gonna always have it.
So, what's the next question we got on the list? I don't know if I asked you what was the hardest lessons you had to learn in life.
The hardest lesson I had to learn.
Yeah.
I honestly say listening. Yeah, I say listening.
Was it like some things that you wish you would have just stuck with when you first heard it versus just ignoring that shit?
Yeah, a lot of shit. Like another thing, like listen to my mom, listen to my pops. Like a lot of stuff different with life itself. I was already here, so it's like I'm not gonna listen to anything you gotta say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it on my own. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people that's out there that's like this, like they wanted to do it on their own. Do this, fuck what you talking about out here. It's on you. But they don't down the line, you're gonna realize it. Man, shit they was saying, this shit is true. So listening was one of my hardest things that I don't understand.
Damn. So I wanna do one more question and I wanna leave it for the people to wait for the next segment to come out. If that's how you want to do it. So my last question going to be, did you imagine being who and where you are today?
I
Did you ever imagine that? Like, I would say growing up.
To be honest, no. No, I didn't.
Can you kind of explain for the people? Go ahead.
Having my own car, having my own spot. Not out here, like, bombed out, living on the street. No, that's how I imagine myself. Living on the street, bombed out. Ain't got no job, ain't got none of that. Ain't got no clothes on my back, none of that. That's how I imagine myself because the road I was going down.
Damn. Shit, from my eyes, it's crazy because, like, that's what you imagine. And just looking from the outside in, far away from that. Far, like you far as hell away from that. That shit doesn't even look like it's a part of your destiny in the future. Which is crazy.
Yeah. It's just a small little dose of what's going on.
Yeah. So we're going to leave the people guessing. I got some more questions on my paper, but I want to leave the people guessing. We're going to let them, you know, listen to this one, tune in to this segment, get them introduced to the episode, and we're going to continue on with Life of an Ant.
Okay, bitch. Say that.
Bet.
Appreciate that, man. Yourself, man.
No problem, man. You want to close this joint out?
Man, stay tuned to Life of an Ant, man. You didn't know you're going to find out by the end of these episodes. Just stay tuned. Shout out to my boy Tony Young Talks, man. Everybody tune in, man. Come check him out, man.
Shout out to the
old Memphis. Everybody keep doing your thing, man. Stay safe, stay out the way, and stay positive.
Yeah, we're going to end it on that note, man. Peace and love, my good people. We out.